From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed, more than 15 wounded, when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of the militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a military operation. Fighting rages for control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago and are now trying to take it back. Iraqi Lieutenant General Abdel Ghani al-Assadi said the Islamic State's defensive positions are causing the biggest challenge to his troops. Meanwhile, some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside American Special Forces troops, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Meanwhile, an aid convoy reached the Damascus suburb of Deraya Wednesday, the first such aid to reach the area since 2012. Some observers fear the delivery is too little too late and are calling for humanitarian airdrops in the area. A spokesman says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry discussed the aid issue Wednesday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Suspected arsonists have burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential center in 2 weeks. Now it will have to be rebuilt. This is VOA News.